Next to your home, your vehicle is where you'll spend a good amount of your life. So make the ride exhilarating. Introducing the all-new, fully reimagined Infiniti QX60, a luxury SUV designed to help you conquer life in style. The all-new QX60 features ample cargo space, available massaging front seats, and a panoramic moonroof. It's as functional as it is stylish and as versatile as it is serene. Visit InfinityUSA.com to check out the all-new, fully reimagined Infiniti QX60. Now with extremely limited availability, contact your local retailer for inventory information.
Hey, this is Jim Graham from the Masculine Journey Podcast, where we explore relationship instead of religion every week. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Head now to Eden.
Take my shoes to Eden. Plant footprints in the floor. I'm afraid of going all the way there and still craving.
Welcome to the Christian Car Guy Radio Show.
I say this calls for action, and now.
Just my seeing, his believing. I don't need to question why. When I see mighty ocean as it rushes to the shore. If I ever had cause to die.
Today's Christian Car Guy show is Eden. Seeing is believing. Yes, Eden, like in the Garden of Eden, is seeing is believing. So you might have noticed the very beginning of that intro was from the episode of Star Trek, Season 3, Episode 20, Scott.
Oh, is that what that was?
The Way to Eden. Anybody who ever saw that, it was pretty. And it was followed by an original song on YouTube by Jazz Radford called Just Simply Eden. And then, of course, Elvis with Seeing is Believing. And you might guess that the show has something to do with all that today, as Eden, believing is seeing. And so, as always, you know, like Sesame Street, our show is brought to you by Hebrew Letter. You knew that, Scott, right? And so today's show is brought to you by the Hebrew letter Ayin. And if you were to see the letter Ayin, you would see that it looks sort of like a Y and has this idea of two eyes that are connected by one optic nerve. So you got two things that create one vision. Did you ever thought about the fact that you just see one thing, not two, when you with your eyes?
Not really.
So, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting thing that it creates that, but it is the first letter in the word Eden. And interestingly, the word Eden is made up of just three letters, and the first two of which really mean eyewitness, but they can also mean pleasure because of what you're witnessing, right? If you were in Eden, I don't know if you ever thought about that, but the main event was God was right over there. And like you were an eyewitness to God, all you had to do is just like, oh, he's over there.
Wow.
And to say everything was naked would be an understatement because nothing was hidden. You had full access. You could go right over there and talk to him.
How cool.
And so in that you were an eyewitness. Now, the word testimony is critical in the 119th Psalm, and it's critical throughout the scriptures. But you might remember that one of the coolest things about the scriptures, from my standpoint, I've studied it for years and years and years, is the arc of the what? Testimony. Because the items inside that are things that you would see and believe, right? Because it was the two tablets that were cut out by God's finger, right? How cool is that? And then the rod that budded, the Aaron's staff, which was a picture really of the first fruits of Jesus. And the third thing was the manna. There was a jar of manna. Again, you know, all there and all a sign of things. So the reason I say all that is because our testimonies, when we share, when we sighted God with our own eyes, and we got a vision, that's like touching Eden. It, yeah. it really, really is in so many different ways. So I had the coolest conversation with my big sister about 2 weeks ago. She had called me about actually talking about the Ark of the Covenant. And so I have my big sister with me on the phone right now. Cindy, welcome to the Christian Car Guy Show.
Welcome, Cindy.
Hey, Robbie.
So it was just such a neat conversation, but the story, the God sighting that happened afterwards is really what I want to head to, because it's the kind of thing that just, man, makes you touch Eden. So I'm looking forward to hearing that story from your point of view, Cindy.
You know, I was in Eden briefly. I'll give you a little background as to what happened. Again, Robbie has been sharing his in-depth Bible knowledge with me every week, as he said. And a few weeks ago, I just went to pieces with him and told him honestly that I didn't think Jesus loved me. I knew he loved everyone in a general sense, that's his job description, but I didn't feel his love for me. I was like, yeah, of course you have to love me. So Robbie assured me that Jesus loved me personally, like a lover loves the beloved. But I still didn't get it. I didn't feel it. So Robbie gave me some Bible verse to think about. And here I just need to fill you in a little bit on our history. When I was 15 and in my junior year of high school, and you listeners who've been with Robbie for a while know that our mother made a nearly fatal suicide attempt at that time that left her in a coma for a while. She was missing for 2 days and was found at a rest stop off the expressway. And at that time, the minister of our new church refused to help us. And so my dad had called and asked him to come, and he wouldn't come. And so my dad had us not go to church anymore. We quit going to church. And church had been central to our family. Wow. We had been going 3 times a week, youth choir, you know, Sunday night, all that. So I lost my connection to Jesus when I lost my mother. I didn't feel he loved me, and I was completely confused, as we all are about God when we suffer a great loss. It's like, God, you know, where are you? So to make matters worse for me, we had just moved to the state the summer before, and I'd lost all my friends, and I was in high school.
Wow.
And I had a couple of friends at the new school, and I was asked to prom. But it was right after Mom's hospitalization, and I was in the darkest place I had ever known. I got to my prom, and it made everything worse, because the contrast of all the sparkly little stars and the ice sculpture and all that, having that special night, I was just devastated. So back to the present, we were discussing the Ark of the Covenant, and Robbie explained to me about how the tabernacle was designed in the Ark of the Covenant, and how there was a place that represented a place in the heart called the Holiest of Holies that you could touch in prayer. So after we talked, Robbie, I was so excited to try this, I ran upstairs to my room where I pray, and I did my preparations for prayer, and I focused on my heart. I tried to feel that place that was the Holiest of Holies, and I just sat there for a while till I felt like I felt it. And then I told Jesus, I'm ready to listen. What do you want from me? Who needs my help? What do I need to do? So I remained in a receptive state with my head bowed prayer. And suddenly, in my mind's eye, I was in a waking dream. And Jesus was dancing with me at my prom. And he said, I'm on your dance card. And I saw myself as I was at my high school prom in the dress, with my hair up and all that. He was dancing with me, and I was pretty confused. I said, you dance? Wow. And he made a joke about it. He said, of course I dance. And then very compassionately and gently, he said, I know you didn't expect me to be your teacher right now. And I agreed with him, and I felt very awkward for a while. Then suddenly and very naturally, I put my head on his shoulder like he was my precious new boyfriend at the prom. And he said, "Let me take all your burdens, Cindy." Now, Robbie, that was just like you said, he was my lover. And we were innocent 15-year-olds. And so much relief washed over me. And then the images faded away. But then I began to put into practice giving him my burdens in a very specific way that works for me. So, for example, now I've been very distraught about the war in Ukraine, but feel totally helpless to do anything. So now I picture myself in front of Jesus, and I put myself in a mental and emotional state that I'm in, like when I'm taking care of my children, and I'm pouring out my love for them, and then I say, okay, Jesus, you know, if I had the power to stop this war with this level of love right now, I would. I would give that power of my love to you to do whatever is necessary to help those people. And then I feel completely relieved because I feel I've done what Jesus asked me to do, and that is what he needs from me, and that's what I need for my spiritual growth right now. And I'm just, my life ahead of me is so much more positive because I have this for the first time and since I was 16. Thank you for letting me share this.
Thank you, Cindy.
Yeah, for all of us, like, wow, we got to touch Eden as we heard that story. And I hope as you heard that, there's something that touched you in that place, the Holy of Holies. And we want to hear your calls on the other side of this, 866-348-7884. Cindy, hang on with us. We want to talk to you some more. And we'll be right back with more of the Christian Car Guy Show, 866-34-TRUTH.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Head now to Eden.
Take my shoes to Eden. Plant footprints in the floor. I'm afraid of going all the way there and still craving.
Eden, seeing is believing. I don't know if you ever thought about your own testimony or the times that you've seen God and just the littlest thing. You know, and this week we've seen a bunch of that. We've got Scott here with our Jesus Labor Love. And we get a chance to see God work through all these single moms, widows, and families in crisis through that situation. And my sister, Cindy, if you just listened to the first segment, oh my goodness, I was big time in tears because I lived that. For those who wonder, I am 5 years younger than Cindy, so she is definitely my big sister. And, you know, I was 11 during those events and saw them from quite a different angle, as Cindy and I have talked about. Just recently, you know, she was, you know, trying to console my dad. She was at that age where, you know, my little brother and I, we really, you know, we have another sister who's named Linda, who's between Cindy and I. And so, Cindy, what a spectacular event. But at the same time, it really gives me an idea of God was there the whole time, wasn't he?
Yes, definitely. There was no question. I mean, my mom lived. You know, that was a miracle. They pronounced her dead at the scene. And they were able to revive her. She had been in a coma after taking all those drugs 2 days before.
Wow.
Had laid in that car for 2 days in a coma. And she lived.
Right. And I remember, and I'm sure you do too, that we got to go to the hospital. They wouldn't at first let us because we were younger. You could go. But then they let Mark and I go in because they were like, you need to say goodbye to your mom because she's not going to make it.
Right. That's right. That is correct. But I remember praying constantly. From the moment she started missing, you know, I started praying and was praying intently through the whole time. And I just, you know, I asked angels for help. Did everything I knew how to do to keep her alive and to let her come back to us, and she did.
Oh,
and then she started to teach in Sunday school and just became so active. I mean, she really, really became a servant of Jesus after that.
Sounds like a redemption story.
It was quite, in so many different ways, but there were a lot of pieces that didn't get picked up for a lot of years. So I have another treat for you, Cindy, actually. One of my favorite listeners out there, Sarah Linda, who's older than both you and I.
Hey.
Sarah Linda's on the phone in Port Orchard, Washington. So I'm going to leave you on there because she may want to talk to you. Sarah Linda calls in often with her own poems and those kind of things. So, Sarah Linda, you're on the Christian Car Guy Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sydney. Oh, how awesome to
hear
your testimony. There was a little girl who was named Sydney Ann who died in a plane crash, and she was about 5. And I remember that she's, you know, that name rings of when I know where she is. Yeah, she's in the heart of God, and I had a friend that had tried to commit suicide. She was carrying her youngest child at the time, and as she was leaving leaving life, she heard a voice beside her saying, "You left nothing behind." So, you know, we're in the condition that we're in. So she had fought back as she had struggled to get back to life, and she did come back. But anyway, she came fully to the Lord after that.
Was the child okay, Sarah Linda?
Oh, well, I know that the little child that was in the, she died in the, her child she was carrying. Yeah, she had to have, she had some serious effects, but then she was healed, I mean, through time, and that wonderful family, and that's another story, but hearing that was awesome, but I want to tell you of when granddaughter, Erica died. I had this vision. I was in washing my hands, and I in the bathroom, and I had this vision of her coming into the house of the Lord. As she was coming to the door. And the Lord greeted her to this grand. I saw this grand ballroom. It was her reception, and He had greeted her at the door. I saw her being greeted. I just saw the back of the Lord, and at the door, and He was greeting her and taking her. He's going starting to dance with her, and then the vision lifted, and so I was wondering what kind of dance they had done, and I didn't see that. I just saw the ballroom in the background of the vision, and the Lord, the back of the Lord, and being greeted in this lovely gown that we had put on her when for the funeral. That I saw her, greeted, and I went into the living room and in with that thought of, I wonder what they danced, and. And my daughter was looking at her phone, those gadgets that
iPhone.
yeah. Okay, thanks. Well, I'm getting, five years and 2 months, I'll be 100. So,
wow.
I got a lot of work to do. But anyway, I coming into the living room and wondering what kind of dance she was doing. And my daughter was looking at the picture, on that thing, iPhone.
Sarah Linda, I hate we got to go to a break, but, for those people that, you're not going to get a chance to go into Walmart just yet. You're going to have to wait till we come back to find out.
Okay.
Because, again, for those who know Sarah Linda, know we prayed for that granddaughter. This was a difficult time.
Oh, yes.
He really went through pretty recently, and that was after the loss of her husband. So we'll come back with Cindy, Sarah Linda. We also got Troy in Winston-Salem. We need your call at 866-34-TRUTH.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Just my seeing, his believing. I don't need to question why. When I see mighty ocean as it rushes to the shore, if I ever had cause to doubt him.
Eden today on the Christian Car Guy. Seeing is believing, and we've had what an amazing show. Really blows my mind what all God is out there doing, and he's doing it all over the place. He's doing it certainly with the Christian Car Guy show, with the Jesus Labor Love. Scott is here as well talking about what he's done this week with single moms and widows. But we've talked so far about what my sister Cindy experienced, which was absolutely spectacular, especially considering some of the things our family had been through. Then when Sarah Linda called from Port Orchard, Washington, my good friend who often comes with a poem, who are you 94 or 95 now, Sarah Linda?
I'll be 95 in October
4th. Wow. Amazing.
Well, I got 5 years and a couple of months.
Well, you sound great.
Or 3 months.
So we left our hero, Sarah Linda. She was, and Cindy's still with us too.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you were explaining that you were trying to figure out what dance they were dancing, and you went into the, I think it was the kitchen, and you're going to the living room.
My daughter was...
Right, go ahead.
Yeah, my daughter was looking at a gadget, and there was a picture that they had taken, mom of our little... my great grandson, and there was, they had come to visit here, and so she had sent a picture of my great grandson was dancing with Erica, and I saw Erica's the back of Erica, and I saw the little Ronan. It's his birthday yesterday, so. Ronan is now, well, anyway, that was a few years back, but a couple years. Well, last year. I don't know. 2020.
It's okay.
But anyway, but here was Ronan doing his little dance. They were dancing that, you know, and Erica was imitating his dance. So I saw what the first dance that Jesus had with Jesus was they started the dance, all the crowd that was there to receive Erica, it was her reception ball, and there was Jesus, I had seen the back, on that gadget, I saw Ronan, it was great joy, great love in his, it would be about, 5 years old at that time, so there they were, and I realized that yes, that would be the dance, because the joy of the childlike joy that Erica had with her Lord was always, that's always the joy that we have in our heart. We're little children before the Lord, and so that would be the first dance. And maybe everybody did the Haga Nagila afterwards, but, you know, they started the dance.
Now it just begs the question, yeah, you were dancing with Jesus, what, you know, number one, what, do you know what song was playing?
I know, I absolutely do know what song was playing.
Okay.
It was Cherished by the Association.
Oh, boy, that was the show. That was the song back then, right?
Absolutely.
I can hear you playing that on your stereo.
That's my favorite song. What can I tell you?
That's wonderful.
Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? Because that is, you know, his heart. He knows all that. And it's amazing, you know, to me, because the tenderness he was showing you, Sarah Linda, because I know how hard that was to say goodbye to Erica.
Oh, yeah, it was. But it was that, to seeing that, it was what a blessing. And I know that will, because it was such a hard thing for my little grandson, Ronan. And I know that story, when he gets older, or when the next time I see them, I'm going to... Or
you can play him the podcast of this show, and he can hear the whole story. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Get your daughter to use her device or give it.
Okay.
And he can hear it all live on national radio. Yeah, so wonderful.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you, Sarah Linda. Thank you, Cindy. I am so blessed, and I know a lot of listeners were blessed by your stories and what God has done. Like, seeing is believing, is it not?
It is, and it's seeing from the inside. That's what I call it.
Oh, wow, I love seeing from the inside.
Isn't that cool?
It is how you see from the inside. God bless you guys. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you, Sarah Linda.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sharon.
Bye.
All right. So, wow. That's pretty spectacular stuff to share. And the reason, you know, that fits into a car show, you may wonder that, you know, if you're going, I thought this was a Christian car guy show. Well, it is, because without Jesus showing up, right, for Henry Ford and many other people, we wouldn't have cars, okay?
Right.
And we, in so many different ways, you know, he's meeting our needs, and we get a chance within this ministry to do that. Yeah. So last week we talked about it in Jesus, Labor, Love, that we have a desperate need for some cars. And I even made mention of a handicap van that I needed in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and went through that story of what was going on there. And I have to tell you how God has provided. Like, I don't have it all solved yet, because it's a pretty big need there in Milwaukee. But what a God sighting, because I just kept praying about this. I started posting all over the place I could think about for some help. And I started to call a bunch of different veterans organizations, trying to figure out one that maybe I could switch some airtime, you know, offer to give them some airtime or whatever in order to get them to help this family there in Milwaukee. And boy, every time I touched one, I was sensing crooks. right? That there was something that was not right about this. This isn't right.
Shady.
It was shady and shady. And so I remembered that I knew Tim Elderton when I was a Dodge dealer, and they make these vans in High Point, North Carolina.
Sure do.
And so I called Tim, and Tim actually sells these to a dealer in Milwaukee who's a connection and has connections to the veterans up there and the Veterans Administration. So they've begun that process. And, I mean, it was like a divine appointment. As I was talking to Tim, he was sharing the different ways that he thinks we could get some help for these folks in Milwaukee. And you know, it just goes to show you. There was a lot of prayer that y'all did. You know, we all prayed about that last week. And, you know, it's just amazing to me to see how, you know, if you care about something like that, just like Cindy talked about praying for the Ukraine, you know, God cares about that. And you see that too, right, Scott?
Absolutely.
As you worked on some of this stuff this week, right? What comes to your mind?
Well, like Robbie said, we certainly do have a need. And what I'm seeing more and more is people's cars that are beyond repair. So we need some donations, cars that that for whatever reason, if you can't afford with gas prices to fill up the old Chevy or Dodge, that'd make a perfect car for somebody to take their little children to all the doctor visits and stuff like that. But God has been great. We've been able to help several people this week, and we really do appreciate all your prayers and donations. So keep them coming.
they really are. And which, by the way, is at christiancarguy.com. You just go to christiancarguy.com, and there you'll see the Jesus Labor Love way. If you want to donate a car, or you want to, you know, get involved with a prayer team, or however you want to join us, we would certainly love to have you do that. So we got Troy is in Winston-Salem. By the way, If you had one of those God sightings or you feel like you've touched Eden, we want to hear from you. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. So we got Troy here on the Christian Car Guy Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Robbie. How you doing?
I am good. What have you got for us?
Good morning. I like the topic this morning on the Garden of Eden or Eden. I had a testimony several years ago where my bedroom filled up with a fruity, flowery smell, and it actually poured out into the hallway and lasted about 3 to 4 days. Hmm. My mother actually came by. It was when she was alive, and she actually came by and was wanting to know what kind of incense I had been burning. I didn't burn anything, we had a big tackle with that, trying to explain that situation, it was good, and I was talking to Pastor Mark.
Troy, I hate to cut you off. I'm so sorry, but we got to go to a break. When we come back, I bet that's the smell of Eden. We want to find out about your Eden story. 866-348-7884. We'll be back more with Troy. Just be right back.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Head now to Eden.
Take my shoes to Eden. On footprints in the floor. I'm afraid of going all the way there and still craving.
Eden, today on the Christian Car Guy Show, seeing is believing. And the concept that the connection between the word Eden and eyewitness and testimony and Ark of the Testimony are all connected to this idea of getting a vision of God, which in his presence is fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures from forevermore. And it even says, I will make known the path of life. how cool is that? So Troy, you had this, and I've heard you talk about it before, this unbelievable smell that you had from this encounter with Jesus. And when we left you, you had another story you were sharing.
Yes, I was just kind of backing that up. The smell lasted for about 3 days, and 3 to 4 days. And then I got a call from my pastor. It was actually last week, and he says, you're not going to believe this. I says, why? He says, my room just filled up with some kind of flowery smell. He says, it smells like this whole thing is filled with flowers. And I started laughing. I said, I guess people don't look at me so bad now. I was talking to them. But, real quick, Robbie, that in Song of Solomon, the fourth chapter, and it goes from about verse 12 to 16, it talks a little bit about this, and I've done a lot of research on this stuff, trying to figure out and kind of dissect what is going on. You know, the spiritual Garden of Eden, I believe, is still active today. And I think, like you're talking about, God will reveal things and it'll be a reality. And one of the ladies before me, 95, that's awesome. That's awesome. She was talking, a little bit about the angels and stuff. You know, if we pray to God to send his angels, don't pray to the angel, but pray to God to send his angels down. You know, I'll come in my house sometimes and I'll smell like pot roast, like it'd been cooking all day. I'll come in sometimes, and it'll be like muffins, and I'll be like, look, somebody's got muffins going. I mean, it's, and it's just random. You never know, but it's just different times. And, there's all kinds of stuff that I've smelled, at different times and stuff. But,
that's so beautiful. And it's just part of the whole sensory experience, right? Because, you hear, you smell, you taste. All those things. And I can tell you that the smell is lilies, right? Because, and I'm not sure about what kind of lilies, but I do know this because it says, I'm my lover's and he is mine. He browses among the lilies. And actually, when you look at the 45th Psalm, you'll see that it was written for the sons of Korah on lilies. Mm. And the 45th song has to do with being married to God. So I there's no doubt in my mind, Troy, just for what it's worth.
I can smell it now, Troy.
Thank you.
Smells like roses to me.
Roses are. That's interesting.
It's a living smell. It's a living smell. You know, God's alive, and the smell is like a revolving scent. It's like you'll get a taste of this, and it's almost like you can almost taste it. It's like you'll smell it. Yeah, and it's like not just flowers, but it's like a fruity type thing. Like you'll smell a flower, but you'll be like, "Was that orange I smelled? Was that what?" You know, and it's phenomenal. I mean, it's phenomenal. Yeah, I can't. You know, I don't think words can really describe it. And I just look forward to being with Christ in heaven one day, and you know, when all this stuff is done and this battle's over on earth, and we get to see our Lord and Savior. I'm gonna tell you, the Bible says, "Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, and neither has it entered into the heart of man the good things the Lord has prepared for those that love." I can't wait, Robbie. I tell you what, we got a good future. And, you know, we talk about it, but, you know, words don't do justice what the smells are and, you know, the experiences and stuff that God will give from time to time. You can't describe it. And people look at you and they'll try to be like, "Well, I don't understand it." Well, if they just get on their knees and they start praying, and they start getting that love connection between them and God, they'll know exactly what I'm talking about, because it'll be a reality.
Yeah, that's it. When you see it in your own heart, right, then it's the arc of your testimony. It's the, you know, it's things that you store up in your heart. Thank you so much, Troy. God bless you.
Troy.
I appreciate you calling and sharing again. It's always great to hear
from
you.
God bless. Yeah, man. God bless.
But, so, Scott, you know, again, seeing is so awesome, and we are so blessed, right, you and I, that we get to have this opportunity because of this radio show, by the way, because you listen wherever you are.
Absolutely.
The radio station that's carrying the show has the courtesy to put it on the air. Then Scott and I get the joy of contacting people that are in need, right? They come in through the Jesus Labor Love. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to turn. And one of my favorite things, talk about a wonderful smell, is that opportunity when they sound so desperate really at their wit's end and they don't know, and you say, "Can I pray with you?" And what does that feel like for you, Scott?
Oh, Robbie, I can't describe it. We had a lady last week, and I think she said she has 7 children, and the air conditioning went out, and she was able to get that repaired. And what a blessing just to hear her testimony, and she actually does work 2 jobs. So,
because it's hard, right? You know, you can imagine a single mom. She's in the, and you know, like that song, she works hard for the money. And some of these jobs don't pay all that good. And, you know, it used to be you could buy groceries and gas, but now, you know, that takes all your budget. And, you know, how are you going to, you know, get the car fixed? And how are you going to get those tires, right? Yep. We did some tires and we did all those things.
AC.
And so, again, based on your prayers, based on y'all's giving to the Jesus Labor Love and all the ways that you're connected, even though, again, the radio stations that carry the show give us access, because if you think about it, well, all we are is the middlemen, right?
Yeah.
So God's going to provide the stuff through all the different resources that he has, but he also provides us with the people to help. And so we just kind of like get there in the
absolutely
middle.
Administrative fees, no middleman. I mean, all this money goes straight to the people.
Right. I don't guess we've said that in a long time, but no, we have no organizational costs for the Jesus Labor
Love. Zero
overhead. Our accounting is volunteer. Nobody pays any CPAs or lawyers, or there is not a penny that goes out
100%.
For the administration of this. The radio stations, you know, that provide the airtime, you folks that provide the prayers and the money or the cars that are donated, all of it, there is nothing but pure ministry that goes on.
The guys that come and get the cars even and tow them are doing it free on their time and their gas and their vehicles. It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. And I was, you know, it's always my hope to stay away from money as much as possible. And so, you know, however the Lord helps them, you know, if it's a lot of times we just get some of the parts or whatever happens, you know, it's wonderful. And so we're grateful for your partnership with us in that. Again, it's all at ChristianCarGuy.com, as well as, you know, a lot of resources. I do a podcast every day on the Song of Solomon, if you wonder where some of this stuff comes from. And you know, as I was thinking about what Troy was saying, and there, it, the second chapter, right, the Jesus character is talking to the Sarah Lindas and Cindys and all of us in the world and saying, for lo, the winter is past and the rains are over and gone. The flowers appear on the earth, and the time of the singing birds has come, and the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree gives forth her green figs, and the vines, the tender grapes, give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. But don't do it too fast. Beautiful. Remember, slow down. Jesus marked everywhere he went and did it all in 33 years. And thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
ChristianCarGuy.com, Jesus, labor, love. I am so grateful, really. So grateful for you listening and joining in the show today. Thanks.
This is the Truth Network.